I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, we're sitting down with Tom Shepherd, one of our other elders here at the church. Tom and I will discuss anxiety.
Anxiety, getting all worried up about life and worrying about tomorrow is easy to do. And we certainly don't want to do this because Jesus taught a very good lesson in Matthew chapter 6. Be not worry about tomorrow. Take thought of today, for tomorrow will have trouble of its own. Jesus supplies all of our needs. He said he'd supply our food and whatever we need, our clothing. He feeds the birds. He's going to feed us. Put him first in his kingdom. We'll be taken care of, and our worries don't have to be there.
That's coming up in a few moments. First, the Christian news with Jared.
The new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission has sent a letter to the CEOs of Alphabet and Google. Deadline.com reports Chairman Brendan Carr calls out the tech giants for their refusal to carry the Great American Family Channel. He says it is a potential case of discrimination against faith-based programming. One actor in Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy reveals a pivotal moment in his love of Jesus Christ. Chris Pratt tells the Christian Post his mission is far bigger than Hollywood. Pratt says he has repeatedly been a broken man, unburdened only after repentance. The Trump administration has nixed $400 million in grants to Columbia University. The White House says persistent anti-Israel encampments and harassment of Jewish students have gone unaddressed, as reported in the Christian Post. Lastly, a moment of personal privilege. The spring season of the South Main Church of Christ podcast debuts in the next episode, March 20th at 12:01 a.m., God willing. New guests, new topics, and some adjustments to the sound of our weekly production, which you have come to know. And with that new beginning comes an ending. This is our final narrated Christian news update. Beginning the first day of spring, the stories will be available to read only as a list on their own page on our church's website. Those are some of this week's stories as found this week on ChristianChronicle.org, ChristianPost.com, and Deadline.com. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News, our final narrated Christian news, the week of March 9th, 2025.
Heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves, onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Psalms chapter 37, verse 5 through 6. I'm Tyler Wheat.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace,
Now, the conversation. With me today, I have Tom Shepherd, and we'll be speaking about Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 25. And the topic is, do not worry. So it has to do with being anxious on the things that come up in our lives. Okay, Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what will you eat, what will you drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, and for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his height or stature in some versions? Okay, let's take a look at what Christ is saying here about worrying. Worrying about what we eat or what we drink or body, that kind of takes a large part of our thinking on those things. And I think, too, we have such an abundance in this country, it's probably not so much sure. I think if you go back to where you don't have as much, maybe you have only the clothes on your back and wondering where your next meal coming from, it would be a little more concern to you than that. And that's why we should put this, rather than a worry, it's a concern, and a legitimate one for some. This country, it's not quite as bad, but I have found in my lifetime that you run across cases we cannot think. There's people in this country going hungry every day in the situations they're in, and a Christian should be sensitive to that, because God's abundance that he's put us in this country, we should be sensitive to that as Christians and be willing to help to alleviate any problems like that. And we know that God will take care of us, whether it has to do with floods, drinking, or the food. Yeah, but sometimes that consumes people. They're more concerned about that than other things that may be way more important than that. So, Tom, you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, Jesus, when he said there, take no thought for your life, he expects us to work and have a job to support ourselves, and he's not going to supply everything for us. We're just sitting around on a couch eating Twinkies or that kind of stuff. But yeah. What he's saying here, what shall we eat or what, or for your body or what you're put on? I remember when I worked a coal mine years ago and they shut down, and it was just really bad. Had to go get a job making less than half as much an hour, but I knew that I had to get a job to support my family. So God expects that, and when he says take no thought, he wasn't talking about not providing, but he's going to make sure we have a job, I believe, and we're willing to work. He'll take care of those things. Okay, Jim.
I was just thinking about a scripture that I think Paul made this statement, is food for the belly or belly for the food? Who's in control here? That's something we have to remember. Is food controlling your life, or are you controlling it, your brain controlling things? So that's something to consider too, that we should be it should be a priority of things, and spiritual things have to be. This is another thing that you have to separate here. We're talking about physical things, and they have to be a concern because we're human. But there are spiritual things, and many times they're way more important than the food that you're thinking about or the distraction that food is, I think, in this country, at least, most of the time. So, but what goes on after this is Christ goes to just take a look around. You know, if you're focusing on these things, worrying about them, and then look at just what's around you here, the birds of the air, he goes into that. He takes care of them. They're not worrying about what they're going to eat. They're out there in all that weather, and live through the winter and everything. And God watches after them. So I guess it comes down to our faith, too, on that, of what we're thinking. Do we have the faith in our Lord that we should have? And that's the other point. Did all that worrying do anything good for you? It asked here in this next part, can it add one cubit? I guess a cubit was usually, used to be in the old times, they used that to, the king would decide what a cubit was. It depended on your ruler, your king, the distance from your elbow to the end of your fingers. And with most rulers, it was around 18 inches. So can you add 18 inches to your stature by worrying about it? I know I in my life, I always want to be taller because I'm rather short for a man. But thinking about it, worrying about that, it's not going to change a thing on that. I remember they used to have things out where you could hang upside down and grow, you grow longer and that type of thing. And you, it's kind of funny now to think about some of the things that came out on that. But thinking about it, worrying about being taller is not going to make a bit of difference in that. So, Tom, you want to go on with verse 28?
Why take ye thought for raiment? There's your clothing. He said, consider lilies of the field, how they grow. Christ is just over everything, flowers and everything, they grow, and he supplies the sun and rain that they'll grow, and he's going to supply the things we need, I believe.
Yes. I think clothing's another thing where the Bible does speak about that, about the clothing, of getting too much importance on the clothing of people, about a guy comes in that's not dressed as well, and you have him sit on the back seat or the floor. I think it's mentioned in the scriptures that way. But yet you're going to get that rich man comes in all dressed up, maybe in a suit and things. Come up here and sit on the front seat and give him the best in that. And that attitude is definitely against all the things that Jesus stood for in that. And I can remember something that happened to me that way on there. Over the years, I lived close to a highway for several years, and I had people stop and need gasoline, and I'd give them a gallon of gas or whatever I had there for the lawnmowers, and they'd take it out and put it in their car, and they'd be able to go on and get to a gas station with it if you run out, and they was trying to make it there and didn't make it. One time I had a man come, and he was dressed and just looked like a brand-new suit and hat, and just, I need a few gallons of gas if you got it. My car ran out, says I'll be going right past here, said I'll put it in, I think a couple gallons get me home. And I just bought a brand new 5 gallon gas can, so I gave him the 5 gallon gas can. It was almost full, and he said I'll put it on your porch when I go past. Well, he may have been in a suit and a hat and all that, but I never did see that gas can. So, you know, and the same guy come by, he's maybe been working on his car, and he's all dirty and greasy and everything, and I've had them come back and want to pay me and all different things. So you start judging people by the clothing they wear, God's not going to be pleased with that for any church or member that does that type of thing.
Another thing, when it says God, I believe it's going to supply our food and shelter and clothing. We might not have a mansion, might not have steak on the table all the time, or we might not wear suits, but he's going to supply us with decent things to eat. And don't say what we'll have, but he'll supply what we need.
Yeah. I have a lot of health problems, so that's one thing, and I've had to go to a very, very special diet. I don't want to get into that right now. But I've found, over the years I've been on this, that there are certain foods that I love that anymore I look forward to eating those, and most people turn their nose up at what I'm eating, and it tastes delicious anymore to me. It's I eat more for nutrition and try to block out any taste, but some of these things really taste good to me. And I noticed with changing my diet to a lot more vegetables and fruit, and I think that should be said that way. You'll hear everybody say fruit and vegetables. Say it the other way. More vegetables, less fruit, but both. But these things, your tastes change, and you can taste even better the more you get into these natural foods, and I will say that about that. And that's one thing, that is a concern in America too. We're eating a lot of foods that just taste wonderful, but they're not very nutritious and actually harmful for us. But that's in another subject at this time, but it's still in the category of these things. God's going to take care of us. He's a loving God. Again, it mentions the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, you think Solomon was the richest man in the world. And how could he, that's something, how would he have dressed? What did he have? He had anything at his disposal at that time. So even those lilies that don't toil, they don't spin, they don't work. And they're beautiful in the spring. And we have so many wildflowers and things in the spring, and even in the fall, some things that bloom. It's just beautiful. And that's God's creation. You think about these, we're talking about worrying here, and some get so concerned about making their living, you get into that, and sometimes, again, your priorities change on that. And I've heard many people say, well, I'd go to church on Sundays, but I have to work, and maybe it's overtime. And they get into that, just making more and more and more. And something I always think about is these billionaires sometimes are asked, how much is enough money? And they're just making more and more and more, and it's just a little more.
Yeah.
And there's never reach what they want. It's just a little more. So you have to think of these priorities. What's important to you? What's eternal? These things, that's another thing to look at, these things we're worrying about. Are they eternal? Do they have eternal consequences? No.
Paul told the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 1, he said, if you've been risen with Christ, that's if you've been baptized in Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. He said, set your affections, set your feelings, your thoughts on things above, not on things on the earth. That's very important to remember. Think on heaven and things above. That's going to be everything we ever need. If we want gold and silver or beautiful things, heaven is beautiful. I don't know. I've never seen it, but I'm looking forward to going there.
Amen. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So that's in the New King James Version, putting things in a priority, putting things first. Anything else you want to add before we close, Tom?
You summed it up pretty good there.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening again. This is Jim and Tom.
Thank you so much.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to this week's weekly announcements. We want to remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, especially the ones that's had surgeries and procedures that's coming up. We want to remember them during this time. Also, we want to remember our Bible classes that are on Sunday mornings. We're studying the book of Galatians, and that's at 9:45. Also, Sunday evening, the ladies get together at 5 o'clock on the phone, and they're doing 2 Chronicles. Our midweek services are Wednesday at 6:30, and then we're doing the Book of James. Church youth group will be getting together on Friday, March the 14th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. to be in here in the fellowship hall. Also, we remember the ladies are getting on the phone for their winter morning devotions on Saturday mornings, and that'll be the first and third Saturday of each month. And the next one that's coming up will be Saturday, March the 15th, and that'll be 8:30 to 9:30. This is Mark Randolph with your weekly announcements.
My final thoughts on worry and anxiety. It's one thing that we spend so much energy and time on. So often it's just wasted energy and time, and sometimes it's things we can't do anything about. I'd like to read something I think it's a favorite of many, many people in the Scriptures. And we think about what it says and what David wrote here in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.